Hey.
Hello, Oddball.
You caught me. You caught me out on a beautiful day taking a cigar walk.
Cigar walk? You're supposed to give them up.
No, I doubled down. I went and got another box of 25 cigars.
you bad boy.
I am a bad boy. I'm maintaining my weight, and I attribute that to my long walks every day. And I'm listening. I'm getting schooled on Bitcoin and cryptocurrency and all of this while I'm walking. So I feel like, you know, I can't give up these cigars now. It could mean my financial future.
You are allowed to walk without a cigar, you know.
Not in Hillsborough County, Florida. It is an edict. I was just sitting here thinking, should I start something new? And then I said no to myself. But I have seen so many damned used masks on the side of the sidewalk as I'm walking today. And it's not unique to today. I've been noticing them more and more, and I thought, this is just starting to get disgusting. I mean, who comes, who's responsible for picking up these masks?
Fauci. The people that drop them.
Huh?
The people that drop them there, they're responsible. You know, that old thing called personal responsibility. We all remember that. Remember that was a thing once?
Your lawn, my choice. Something like that. Isn't that how the quote goes?
995-261.
I don't know. I feel like there needs to be some Indian. Remember that commercial in the 70s where that Indian was, you know,
the tear dropping down.
The tear.
I love
we
that.
Need,
that
we need somebody creative.
Well,
we
I have
need
a cost,
somebody creative out there.
I have a Costco story that's going to interest you.
Oh, good. Let me finish this thought in case anyone who is creative digitally might be able to, you know, help. But we need somebody who's creative to take that old commercial of the Indian with the tear and at the very end have him look out for all of these masks on the side of the road. That would be fun.
Well, first of all, if they're going to do a digital creation, I want them to take Uncle Odd's face and put you in the headdress and have the tear run down
perfect.
Your chin, or your cheek, rather.
we got to make that a challenge. I agree.
We got to do that.
That would be funny.
Go on Fiverr.com and commission somebody. Fiverr. Grab the commercial, give them your face, and tell them what you want. See if that works.
Hold on, I'm going to actually put it in my notes section.
Make a note, Uncle Odd. That'll be your new
Fiverr
promo.
Mask. That'll be my new pro. That's awesome, Ab. Good idea.
That'll be your new intro to all your shows.
That's worth $100 on Fiverr.
Whatever it takes. Yeah, I'd be interested to know how that service works. That'd be fantastic. Here's
tell me your Costco story.
Well, it's not really my story. It's my parents. My mother called me to give me. Yeah, she likes to pretend to keep in touch. But anyway, she called me up. And if you're listening to this, Mom, no offense, but we're on different sides here. But she went to Costco with my pa, and when they went there, she was very disturbed that it was so crowded. Now, 2 weeks ago, our premier, which is like your governor for all you Americans, made an announcement that he's going to crack down on the big box stores, which are, of course, open, because we all know this is about killing small business and letting all the big boys stand tall and pick up all the pieces. That's one part of this great reset, especially since they're so good at enforcing policies which aren't laws.
Yes.
And Uncle Odd knows that. So anyway, when they were in the store, they found it very crowded, so my mother was disturbed. my father went and found the manager and then had to find the assistant manager because the manager was around and complained that they're not doing enough to keep the place safe. My mother thought the place was completely unsafe. And the assistant manager said, well, we are counting at the door. We do have people running around with these safety carts. I don't know if you've ever seen them. Apparently, I haven't been lately. And I might go tomorrow. Apparently, these carts that say social distancing are being pushed around by the staff. And they jam them in between people that are getting too close, that kind of thing.
You got to be shitting me.
They didn't have them at your Costco down there? When that was up?
No. And might I just insert, because people are always more open to hearing from others other than family, but Mrs. Ab, Grandma Ab, Mom Ab, I'm telling you, you are under a spell. This boogie virus does not exist. It never has, and you are being programmed by your TV, and I love you because you're Ab's mom. But at some point in time, you need to engage critical thinking that does not include fear porn. Shut your TV off and actually tune in to some of the content that your son has graciously provided the rest of the world. Please. Okay. Sorry.
God bless you. Thank you. I'm going to see if your wife will let you adopt me as my parent. Even though you're only a few years older. I have a lot to learn from you, Pa. Anyway, so I wanted to tell it. So it got me thinking, because I always like to see the other side of the story. And it got me thinking, this is why Costco and any other manager at any establishment is between a rock and a hard place. Because he's got the mob pushing hard to get you, the manager, to crack down on all these scofflaws that walk in without a mask or they're getting too close. They don't want to tell you. They get the manager. But they are up the manager's butt every minute, probably of every hour, while the store's open, complaining. And they're probably doing it in greater numbers than the people like you that come in the other side of the store without a mask. Now you really see the power of the mob.
What you need is there to be some not rogue managers, but you need some educated ones who have been advised on the law to simply have a one-liner saying, ma'am, I understand, but first and foremost, we must obey the law. And there are medical exemptions that allow people to participate in society without a mask for reasons that I do not have the ability or the want to be able to have them prove it, because that's against the law. So I can appreciate it. And ma'am, if you'd like to come shop from hours 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. We invite our senior citizens, even if you're 32 years old, we welcome you. There are very few people in there at that time. We will accommodate you any day if you would like to come in early. But we also need to accommodate those who have a medical disability, because we're not going to discriminate against them as we would not discriminate against someone in a wheelchair if all of a sudden there was a mandate saying wheelchairs, people who are in wheelchairs cannot come shop. You understand, ma'am?
And she was only complaining about the proximity of people to each other, not even about the maskless one. So I'm sure a maskless person would probably make a drop.
The manager that just says this, boogie virus doesn't exist. Get over it. Shop or stop being a member. What's your name? My name's John Smith. I'm the visiting manager.
Why didn't you turn around and run out the door if you're so scared? That's what I would have done if I was in your
position.
I'd drop my bacon and eggs and run out the door screaming. just amazing.
Let me ask your mom how many people in her operating reality she knows who has died. Anybody, any neighbors, any friends, any friend, and I'm not talking about those with 80-year-old parents who have comorbidities. I want to know how many
her friends are in the 80s. Her friends are in the late 80s.
It doesn't count. It doesn't count. Your friends have died anyway. They will always die when they're in the 80s. And they all have comorbidities. The Druid Babylonian bastards hijacked flu season, called it a different name, and they implemented a worldwide PSYOP. There really, really are some very evil people, nefarious people, who are running this world.
You got it. Yeah, and they convinced everyone.
I hope you send a link to your mom of this chat, and I hope you say your ears must have been burning because Uncle Odd has addressed you directly. And Mom, know that I love you, and I'd have the same conversation with my parents myself. And I know you're scared because the TV has made you scared, but you just have to understand it does not exist. It doesn't. It's a boogie virus. It is like the boogeyman under your bed. If you had CNN come on every day saying, we're seeing a lot of people, John, who were reporting in that there indeed has been some creaking under their bed, and we have identified that there is an invisible boogeyman under the bed, and we know this because we're getting reports after reports of people being admitted into the hospital for a tingling sensation in their ankle, representing that there is something that is grabbing them while they're sleeping. Now, what just happened, Mom? They just planted the seed. The next time you go into bed, you're going to feel a tingling sensation on your ankle. It's called hypnotism. That's what they do. There is no boogeyman under your bed. There is no boogie virus floating around that you can catch. Okay, what's for dinner, Mom?
Well, I don't know if we're going to get to that. I sent her the book by David and Dawn about what really makes you sick, and she didn't even open the email. So I told her, listen,
of
if I send you something, at least you could reply that you got it. The least you could do. I know. Just read the first page. Don't tell me you don't have any time.
Yeah.
But they just don't want to know. They really don't. They don't. I mean, at this point, they don't want to know.
No. You're right.
I wanted to give you that side of the Costco because you go in on your angle.
Hold on, Ab. One second, Mike. Good job. You guys are studs. See ya. I just walked by the head of recruiting for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He's my next door neighbor, and he's responsible for drafting all of these studs, the young talent we have, and he's out for a walk with his wife, maskless, and I just had to tell him he's a stud.
Oh, that's cool.
I know.
I have a feeling you guys are going to win in your hometown. Is it tomorrow?
I do, too. I think Gematria demands it.
Is it tomorrow or next week?
Next weekend.
Okay, it's next week. Wow, are you going?
Yeah, oh hell no! I hate people.
Oh, I thought you'd make it. Isn't it every other seat or every other seat?
No, they don't.
Sure,
first of all, even if it was a normal year, and there was 60,000 seats available, I would definitely get a ticket and go. I would invest that money, but I would not invest the money to support what they're promoting as 7,000 attendees who are going to be there are healthcare providers who have been frontline healthcare providers who are masked and vaccinated. That's what they're promoting on TV. Yeah, so that's going to be the theme of this whole Super Bowl, is showing all of these frontline healthcare work. And nope. It's all about vaccine reinforcement.
Oh, I did not know that. I did not. Are they going to all walk in with a needle just hanging out of their arm, or how are we going to really know?
No, they're going to come in with that new vaccination dance, you know, where the people start shaking because they can't walk.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, yeah.
Can you imagine if somebody orchestrated that? If somebody orchestrated that, just catching everybody going up and down the stairs and stuff, but they were doing it with the vax walk.
Oh, my God. But they have to come in with a double mask?
Okay, who's our hero? Matt, he's the Owen Benjamin Bear that does all those videos.
Are you talking about Kevin J. Johnson, the guy up here?
No, the one who does all of the songs like "I Wear My Mask."
Media Bear.
In the
Media Bear. Yeah.
Media Bear needs to do a video with the vax walk. You know how you have Thriller where Michael Jackson is doing the Frankenstein
the
walk.
Order, yeah.
They need zombies. One where people you have a bunch of zombies that are walking like people who just got vax damaged.
They'll send him a message. I'm sure he's always looking for ideas. He does so much stuff. He's covering
it. Yeah,
angles.
He does.
He doesn't know that angle. That's a good one. Yeah, actually, Velocet made some bumpers with all his music, with all of Media Bear's music in the audio chat bumpers.
Awesome.
So you should be hearing some of those in future if you listen to the audio chat.
That's great. That's
yeah.
Great. I tell you, Jeff Berwick has this rapper that he has at the beginning of all his shows. I know you know this, but... That's another one that would be good material to hijack for bumpers. Guidance. I have
very
not.
Good.
I tried to find guidance. I tried to find guidance on iTunes to be able to support him and buy, and I can't find it.
Yeah, well, that if you don't have enough reasons to get away from Apple, they're knocking everyone out of the App Store. Telegram, I believe, got knocked out. They're just blasting people out of their app store now, and remote deleting.
Wow.
I don't know if you have that turned
off
on your phone. Remote deletion.
Hell yeah, I did that. I did that the second that they did that. As a matter of fact, I've been avoiding the last update for almost a month, because I just don't. I mean,
I'm surprised they don't have
my phone
forced updates like forced vaccinations.
They will once they figure out how to just totally make the user experience so horrible, meaning, you know, it takes forever to launch or they'll figure it out. They'll make it so uncomfortable.
Just say you can't turn your phone on until you reboot. That'll be easy.
Yeah.
That's a no-brainer. They could just do it if they wanted to. They're obviously not doing it right now. Because the odd update does break the odd application. Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, I listened to one of your videos of Johnston this morning that somebody had posted. Probably you. But I learned that he has an Instagram account, and you know how it is. If somebody has a lot of followers, you pay attention to them more usually. So since Zanny has 142,000 followers, I have it in my notes section to tonight. I'm going to reach out to him through Zammypup, and I'm going to invite him on our show.
Oh, you got to. He's very busy. You got to catch him. He is such a good speaker. He is such a good speaker. My God. He is really good.
Yeah.
And he might not be fully educated on viruses, but he's really, really, he's like you. He's serving people with lawsuits. You guys are brothers. You guys got to connect. You guys would have an instant synergy, I am certain.
Well, let me suggest, Ab.
You don't even need me
as
part of the show. You guys would be just a good team.
Let me suggest the power of third-party validation. It's one thing for me to say, hey, we're kindred spirits. we should talk. It's another if you reached out to him and said, and sent him a link of maybe one of mine that's still up somewhere, and say,
you guys are kindred spirits. Yeah.
What's that?
I will. Yeah, FacoTube. We'll send him a link to FacoTube for sure. Okay.
Perfect.
You tell me your
perfect
best video and I'll do it.
Okay.
Done.
And then you want to do a show tomorrow night?
Sure. Sure. And by the way, because I've lost a lot of my morning work now, so I can sleep in now. A lot of my business is constricting and contracting. So that's okay. I'm going to apply for the government money, because I think they're just going to tank everybody anyway. So I'll just take my worthless Canadian dollars and turn them into something, maybe Bitcoin, I don't know. Because I'm hearing rumors that they're going to tank our dollar, just tank it. So all this money I've saved over my whole life just be flushed, which really sucks.
Well, I signed up for the 4th and 5th for not an Acapulco. It's the one that they're doing. He's doing with
the crypto
anarchist or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a two-day summit. So $99, and I thought, you know what? This is the time. I mean, this is one of those that 2 years later you'd look back, or I can see him doing a video saying that for those of you who didn't attend our conference back in early 2021, if you would have and you would have followed our advice, you'd be worth $3 million on a $10,000 investment right now.
I know. There's always that. That's a great come on, by the way. But it's always 2020 hindsight. But by the way, one thing Kevin J. Johnson did say, and I know you're an Instagram person, he said he's stunned how efficient Instagram is for making business connections. Because he's like you and I. He says, I don't even like Instagram. He says, I have no idea why it works so well. So he live streams Instagram everywhere he goes. When he goes into a store, he just turns on his live stream on Instagram. So I thought maybe you should do that. Because you go into stores. He says, I'm doing it. He films himself. So if anyone says, stop filming you, you can just say, no, I'm filming myself for my protection. And it's such a smart idea. So just every store you walk into, just hold your phone out. And you should get a gimbal probably to make it stable. I think that's a worthwhile investment. So you have your phone. I think the gimbals have recharger packs, so you never run out of juice on your phone. And it steadies your phone. And just film yourself doing everything. And if someone harasses you, then you've got it. You've got your evidence. That at least your side of the story. I thought that was really great. And he says he makes so many connections on Instagram because all the cool kids are on Instagram. And he's dumped his Twitter. He's on and off. He gets kicked off Facebook every other week. And he's not really on YouTube. He's using Twitch. That's why I mentioned Twitch to you.
Lord knows I'm good at Instagram.
There you go. So maybe you should start doing that. Just go live.
I'll make an Uncle Odd Instagram today. Absolutely.
And
that's
go
a good
live
idea.
Whenever you're going on a walk, or see how many people you can get live when you're going on walks and stuff and going in a store. That'd be very interesting. Very interesting. But that would be a great way to connect with him as well. But he went and he had a party. And you should do this too. He had a whole bunch of people to go serve a grocery store with papers, with a lawsuit like you do. And he just had a whole bunch of people. Right now he's at our legislative buildings at a protest live. And one of the females that is a lead protagonist, allegedly a sovereign citizen. The police just arrested her before it even started. they just detained her.
Wow.
This is Canada. Wow. For doing nothing, as far as we know.
How can Canada continue to get away with this, Ab? I just don't understand.
Well, we're just very submissive We like to pull on the queen's apron strings. We don't have guns. We're very obedient, passive. There's only a few people with big mouths. And, yeah, it's just very fearful group of people, basically, I think is the main thing.
Yeah, but how do they lawfully do it? I mean, based on what Kevin's saying, Kevin Johnson?
Yeah.
Based on what he's saying, this is all unlawful bullshit.
Yeah, I know. But who beside Kevin is challenging anybody on it? Who's calling it out? Obviously, our mayor is directing the police, which that's political interference. He's telling them, probably, go crack down on these guys. And Kevin's really giving me some interesting education on what bylaws are. They're not really enforceable. Mm-hmm. And the police don't normally enforce them. So I just find him giving a lot of good nuggets that I never really knew of that apply at least to Canada. And I'm sure they're very relevant
He made my third installment this morning on, I'm collecting my third installment of the 50 Things You Say when people say, why aren't you wearing a mask? And his was just so simple, two words, medical exemption. Not because I have a medical exemption, just medical exemption, period. End of story. Goodbye.
And his other advice is good. He says, don't engage. Don't engage. If someone comes after you, just ignore them.
Yeah.
I thought that was good. He says, he just don't create conflict. Find a self-checkout. Use a self-checkout. Take extra cash and do your own math. So if you have $45 worth of stuff and they won't check you out, just throw $50 at them and leave. They keep the change.
Yeah.
He does a lot of that. Very powerful.
I lost you. Are you there?
I'm here, sorry.
I hear you in the background.
Sorry, the Bluetooth kicked out. Hold on, let me just...
Are you coming back?
Mm-hmm. All right, you there?
Hello.
Yeah, that's better.
All right, we're back. Yeah. So just non-confrontation, he said that's the best way. But it just seemed like there's a lot of parallels that maybe you guys can riff off. But yeah, I'll send him a message for sure for you guys to do an interview, get an interview going as soon as possible. He's super busy now, of course. He's flying out to Calgary, which is a city out in oil country, Alberta. He's going to go run for mayor. Very interesting. Gonna go run for mayor. I don't know where he gets his money. Gonna go run for mayor. He says, I don't care if I lose, but the publicity he's gonna get is gonna be, he can't pay for it.
I think he's a good entrepreneurial hustler, and I say hustler in a positive way. Meaning he's not a hustler that's trying to build, he's just works his ass off and he has, you know, he's smart. He's open for contributions. He's willing to give, you know, say, hey, look, I'll give you a couple books and access to this for a donation of $60, and you know.
Yeah, he writes books. Yeah.
If you don't ask, you know, you don't get. And
Uncle Rod should write a book. But you should write a quickie. Write a 50-page book with lots of pictures in it. Why not?
I'm a good writer. I might
write
the 50 answer. 50,
right?
It may be, why aren't you wearing a mask? 50 or at that point, maybe it's 250 responses. And it could be, and I think it's a fun read. Put it this way. I just have shit that pops into my head and I document it. And then about, you know, in a 2-3 weeks, I go make a video. I'm reading them for the first time. Some of them I don't even remember typing. And I have as much fun reviewing them as I think anybody else would, you know? It's most of them are funny shit. You know, you can almost imagine that interaction, right? And
yeah.
of course, I've never provided them, but I have them at the ready.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. It's something you could sell in exchange for money, and people would probably buy it.
Do you want to go at 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock tomorrow night?
Probably best for 8 o'clock. I can go later, so that should work for me.
Okay. All right. We'll keep
I'm
it
good.
At eight. I'll start announcing it tonight too. We'll do it. I don't want to do it tonight. I'm having a good Uncle Oddie day where.
Oh yeah.
Yesterday I was sharing with my wife. I have no reason why, zero reason. There was no cause, but I had probably my darkest, most funkiest day I've had in years yesterday. Just was very depressed. Just down. I couldn't put my finger on it. I felt like the walking dead. I went for two long walks yesterday because I was just like trying to get out of the funk.
You called your old buddy Ab.
Woke up this morning and felt. Oh, I did. I tried calling you several.
Yesterday?
It just went to voicemail. Yeah.
Okay. What time was that? I was doing a call last night.
And I know. Oh, tell me about the call. I remember seeing.
I had
something. You.
Yeah, I had Mark Tokarski, great guy. As usual, I didn't cover half of what I wanted to talk about, but. It was a real get-to-know-you kind of discussion. And the guy is really good. Really good. He's 70 years old. He's fit as a fiddle. Really smart. His love would be the next guest.
Your Bluetooth cut out, so we missed about every other word. Who is this guy?
Okay, Mark Tokarski. The website is peaceofmindful.com. You get that?
He does these great YouTube videos. Yep. He's very...
So how did the engagement go? No, hold on a sec. He's peaceofmindful.com. Peaceofmindful.com. He has a blog.
Peace of Mindful was... Okay.
No.
A different person than
it's
I'm
a blog. It's actually... He did a public access tele-livision show called Peace of Mind. In Montana a long time ago. So he has the gift of the gab. He's able to interview and that kind of thing. And if there was a blog that I would wish my blog was a little more like, it would be his. He has tons of commenters. He has a lot of guest writers. He's got a few things that he goes strange about that I'm not into, like this guy, that guy, and face splitting. But he's very humble, so if he's wrong, he'll just, you know, he'll say, I don't say those things anymore because I've switched my views. Just very interesting.
Now, you say face splitting? Face splitting?
Yeah, that's where he would say, oh, this guy, for instance, he's saying that Janis Joplin is now Amy Goodman. And I don't really buy that.
I see. Yeah.
And he thinks that Paul McCartney is a set of twins. And I'm not saying he's wrong. It's just fun. It's fun to think about and talk about. But, that's a lot of the stuff he does.
Who does he say Jimmy Carter was? Was Jimmy Carter JFK?
No, I brought that up yesterday. No, that's not him. He thinks that's insane, too. He also thinks Rosalind Carter, she's definitely a woman, not a man. Although we could say that about a lot of the presidents.
What about Barbara Bush?
Well, we didn't get onto that. No, we didn't talk about that.
Okay.
I'm not too. I mean,
what about
I think
Trump?
There's a lot of
people
that.
People who say Trump's a woman, I just shake my head and say, Jesus.
Yeah, but all the other family members, there's definitely something off about them. You got to admit, Jared Kushner,
even Ivanka.
I don't know. I don't see a dude in Ivanka, but that's just me.
No, but
you know,
there's
something
odd about Jared and Ivanka. What do you think it looks to?
I try not to think about it much. Yeah.
No, I know, but the elite are definitely goofing around. There's something amiss with a lot of the elite, let's be honest. There's something up.
Yeah.
And whether they create these individuals because they just want them to be super special, because they think they have some special properties that they can mess with nature and elevate these people, I don't know what's going on, but something is happening. And they're not aliens. I won't go that. But there is some foolishness going on, I think.
They're having a ball. They're having a ball right now with this. Okay, we got these dumbasses to wear the masks. Now we're going to go for 2-3 masks. Let's see how many masks we can get these dumbasses to wear by the time at the end of 2021. I'm betting we can have them wearing at least 3.
I like the 6 feet of masks. You have to wear 6 feet of mask.
Yeah.
I like that graphic. You walk around with it.
I don't know if you saw the meme I posted in T.me, Uncle Odd Discussion, but it's my favorite of 2021 so far. It's the it's the Klaus, Klaus Anal Schwab.
Anal
Schwab?
I didn't see it. I'll look for
it
that.
It is so funny. You will bend over and like it.
I'll double over laughing, and if I'm not careful, there'll be a Schwab up my ass. Is that what you're trying to say?
Be careful.
Yeah. Yeah. It's that to me is mockery. They're mocking us. They're mocking us. That's all. It's mockery.
Yeah, they are.
They're mockery, but people will do it.
I love Berwick's last video that he did, to where he was talking about just the people out there who, it's what I would call NPCs and you would call NPCs, but he explains it differently.
Yeah.
And he's like,
hey, people.
He goes, you know, they just kind of, you know, This is a happy place for them, masked up. And he goes, it's kind of funny. If you look at it, you understand, and you can see through it, you can have a good life because it's kind of fun being in a movie and knowing the truth. It's kind of like you don't have to have it turn you upside down inside. You can just, you know, laugh at it. Like, this is funny.
Yeah.
I think that's a healthy perspective.
It is funny. The people are really funny. They're so stupid.
I had no idea so many people are so stupid. So many smart people are so stupid. How about that one-liner?
Yep. Absolutely. And one guy sent an email to wanted to start up buttons that So the button says thumbs up if you know this is a hoax.
It says what?
It says thumbs up if you know this is a hoax. It's a button.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. That's
thumbs
great.
Thumbs up if you know it's a hoax. So he's making buttons. Okay. Yeah, he said thumbs up if you know it's a hoax.
Link to
I sent him a message to send me some. Yeah, and then what you do
send
is
a link
someone
so
gives
we
you
can
thumbs
buy
up.
It.
Yeah, if someone gives you a thumbs up, you just send them a link or give them a button. With, I guess, a way to order them on the back or something like that. That would be cool.
I would have a few of those in my pocket everywhere I went. I just wear that. I would.
Well, why don't we?
A sticker.
Oh, a sticker you just stick on your shirt? Yeah. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Because they're cheap, really cheap.
Yeah.
And you could, and I'll work on that. I'll let me put that to
actually,
my list.
Yeah, let's
hold
do
on.
That. Thumbs up if you know it's a hoax. Yeah, that's a good idea. Just put on your shirt. Forget the button. Why go with a pin and all that? Just get a sticker. Anyone can print them out. You know that one site called White Rose on Telegram where they give you all kinds of stickers and they tell you what printer to buy and all that? Yeah, White Rose. How to print the stickers. Yeah, it's actually, they tell you what kind of label to get. Actually really good. Interesting.
You can print in
black, white, and red.
Well, there's a place that I got my medical exemption sticker that I made from. It costs like $20 for 100 of them on Amazon. I'm just gonna go find that and produce them, and then I'll send people
a link.
Yeah, I think it's probably on fake 11. fake11.com/mask and
one day last week I got a ton of hits on that link. I don't know where they came from.
You know, it was when I was on Jaronism. I was one of the guests on Jaronism.
Well, where did you send me the link? When was that?
It was, well, I don't even know if I think he pulled it from YouTube right after he live streamed it, so it's probably on his site. No, I got a bunch of positive reviews. They said they want to have me back on. Because I was just one of the four people, like I'd been there forever, you know, and just talking about current events and stuff. It was fun. And so it's like, you know, my last recent channel where I only have one video, it went from like, I think it had 25 subs, and now it's like, you know, 175 or something like that. So.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you can open the. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I would like to.
But I promoted the shit out of FakeoTube, fakeologist.com/blog, and, Fake 11.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what happened. Thank you. Thank you very much. Was that on January 28th? Because that was looks like a big day. January 28th, 2 days ago? Okay.
That was it.
Yeah. Okay. That's good. Did you get into the shape of the earth at all? Because is that Jaronism still big claim to fame? The shape of the earth?
I did David Weiss, he warned me before. He said, hey, where do you stand on the shape of the earth? I said, he goes, because, you know, we've had guests on that then, you know, once we start talking about anything related to flat earth, he says, they're like, it shocks him. And so I knew, and I said, don't worry about me, bro. I said, I know it's not a spinning ball going through space. I don't know what it is other than that, but I'm not buying the mainstream.
Oh, is David Weiss on the show, too?
Yeah.
Is David Weiss
there?
Oh, is okay, so they do a regular show, or they were just...
Yeah, they do a regular Thursday show.
Okay. Yep. Just those two? David Weiss and Jaron?
There's another guy. There's another guy on there. His name's Alex, who he dresses up like that. Who's that? He used to be a YouTuber, the young guy, like the young Republican that wears the tie that got so popular.
I don't know.
Anyway, he dresses up like him, and he acts, he kind of is possessed by that character, and so he behaves like him. It's funny as hell. I enjoyed it, but so I screwed with him. I said, whoa, wait a minute, guys. David, when we talked, I misunderstood you. I thought you said that we talk about fat earth, and so I'm just thinking, yeah, I think it's fat, and were you saying flat? and just, you know, I just making a mockery of having fun with it.
Taking the piss. Taking the piss, as the Brits say, huh? Taking the piss. Whatever that means.
Yeah, taking the piss. Yeah. Yeah, me, I don't know.
Taking the piss.
I don't know.
Oh, good. Well, yeah, send me a link to that. When you go on these shows, you should record them for your own end.
Well, I don't, it all happened so fast, and I was just like, you know, I'm just being banned so many times and having my channel just ixnayed, it's just like self-promotion just isn't, the only thing I want to promote is t.me/UncleOddDiscussion, because there's a lot of good people in there, you know, but.
Does he have a big audience over there? Does he have a big audience over there at Jaronism?
Oh, yeah.
Jaronism, they got a big audience?
Yeah. Oh, huge audience. Yeah. Yeah, so.
Well, he's making a living doing this, because he's been doing this a long time.
I hope he is. I hope he is.
Yeah.
I mean, he's delivered a ton of great content over the years. You know?
Right, right. Was his wife on there?
No. It was just David, Jaron, this Alex guy, and me.
Hi.
But, yeah, it was good. So, no, it's, look, I think there's this subculture now of just woke. I hate that word woke, but it's true. Well, you know, they call themselves woke. But, no, it was fun. It was fun. Hey, guys. Hi. All right, brother. Well, I just got home. So
all right,
going.
Good chat, Uncle Odd.
Yeah,
so tomorrow we're going to do something at 7 or at 8 o'clock? Tomorrow at 8?
Yep, 8 o'clock. I'll send out an invite. It'll just
all
be
right,
you
and
me.
We're going to be Zooming it? Zooming it or Streamlabs?
Yeah, it'll be you and me.
Do you want to try Streamlabs?
I'm not
going to
mess with that. No. I don't. I, no. one more thing on my to-do list. I'm happy today. I don't want one more thing to stress me.
All right, bro. Okay, good.
Thank you. So,
good chat.
All right, we'll see you, bro.
We'll post this sucker. Okay, bye.